Mark Regan, congratulations through to a provincial semi-final. It's been an epic journey for you guys, and you've seen it out here today in Breffni Park, but you've had to work hard for it.
Yeah, it's been a brilliant few weeks now, and as you say, we had to dog that one out there. Now the last 10 minutes we were out on our feet, which was to be expected. We knew we were going to be in, but they dug in deep, got a few big blocks and big turnovers there in the end, but we were hanging on now by our fingernails there in the last few minutes.
Yeah. Listen, the score that proved to be the difference was that goal by Kieran Thompson in the first half, because it was 3 at the break and 3 at the end.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I thought we should have had another couple of goals. Big Kieran missed one early on, and another goal chance where we went for a point. We could have had 3 or 4 goals there today, to be fair. And, you know, on another day, we'll need all them chances. When you get goal chances, you got to be taking them. But Kieran took his goal brilliantly. I thought Charlie done brilliant for to slip a lovely pass into him. So it was an important score. And with the way we were going to win, obviously going to tire, we needed that lead going into the last 10 minutes.
You just had to dig deep, so you did. But listen, there was a lot of players put up big shifts there today, but one of the standout ones was Anthony Thompson, who showed his experience and his class and was there when needed in the second half.
Yeah, especially in them last 10 minutes, he really drove things on. And I remember even going back to our last Ulster run, it was Tony that was driving everything on from 6, and it's no different again today. He was exceptional, and I thought Kieran too at midfield made a few serious fetches there. At times we were under real pressure, and big Kieran Gallagher made a big catch. Just when we needed to win dirty ball, we managed to do that today.
Listen, you were 7 points up, then they got it back then to a couple of scores. Were you worried at any stage in that?
Oh, big time. When they got back to 3, we were worried. Look, they were throwing kicking high ball in there, and a goal could have come out of anything. So definitely we were worried, and we were hanging on big time now, but thank God now we just managed to come out the right side of things.
Yeah. What's it been like this last couple of days preparing for this? Because you had the celebrations obviously of winning Donegal on Wednesday night and having to refocus so quickly for an Ulster Championship campaign. How's the last few days been?
It was difficult preparing. No, we had a great night Wednesday night and an enjoyable day Thursday. And look, we worked hard for the last few weeks and the last few months to win a county championship. So we made sure we enjoyed that Wednesday and Thursday. But Friday then we started looking at Castlerahan. And look, the time was against us. There's no doubt about that there. We hadn't much work done in Castlerahan. Coming in today, we kind of focused more on ourselves and what we could bring ourselves to the table, but we managed to get enough info on them just to help us over the line. Every wee bit helped, I suppose.
You're under the semi-final. You'll be very much welcome now after the 2-week break.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we'll need this week to recover now, and then next week we'll knock down looking at Clontibret then next week. So look at where we're privileged to be in that position, and get over set the bar last year and showed that Donegal teams could win Ulster. So we'll give it a right rattle now. We knew if we could get over today, we wouldn't be too far away. So we'll give it a right rattle. We'll prepare now for the next 2 weeks and get the bodies right again.
Yeah, so this is the target then, to win Ulster, emulate what Cadorna last year.
At this stage, look, you're in the last 4. At this stage, it has to be. Obviously, one game at a time, trying to get into the final first of all. But that's the bigger picture, is see can you win an Ulster title, without doubt.
Yeah, but Clontibret won't be easy.
Not at all. They're a quality team, Clontibret, and any team with the calibre of Conor McManus in the forward line and Vinnie Corey at full forward. Look at their serious outfit. But we'll give it our best shot. We have good players too, so we have.
Owen Wade finally missed Wednesday night, came back today, got what, 55 minutes. No Owen McGettigan today. What's the latest on him?
No, Owen picked up a knock in the calf there on Sunday, and look, he was togged there. We said we might throw him in for 10 minutes if we need it, but he was in no position to play, and he would have been playing only at 60-70% there today. So
he should be okay.
He should be fine for 2 weeks, yeah, hopefully, no problem for 2 weeks.
It's all about recovery then, the next couple of days.
That's it, get the bodies right and get the injuries cleared up and start preparing now for Clontibret.